actually. Yeah, and he didn't want to have to deal with polish and whatnot, and he's doing an interesting paint job and stuff. And he's got the body off now, and he wants to get it back on again before snow flies.
Nice.
But anyway,
we're just teasing, Michelle. We're just teasing you. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, and I am into period correct generally, but I'm also into stuff that works for you, and it works together with the rest of your theme, you know. And if you want to paint the inside, so be it. I know in Airstreams, earlier Airstreams, certainly that had wood interiors. I know painted wood would kill the value, but you would be painting faux wood, so you know that's not really blasphemy. Certainly, we've talked about, you know, it sounds to me like you just want to get it clean and fresh and use it rather than try to restore this thing right now. So if you're just want to like clean it up and get rid of the faux wood. We've never done this, but we've certainly done it on the interior vinyl skins and stuff, where we clean it really well with Simple Green and a citrus-based cleaner. Make sure you get all the gummy stuff off. And the vinyl wall, faux wood grain bulkheads and stuff, may be a little bit easier than the interior skins,
mm-hmm.
i.e. the exterior walls. I'm making that clear now. Then we use a plastic adhesion promoter from an auto body paint supply shop. And that basically bites into the plastic. It's used for painting plastic bumpers and stuff on cars. And it's not really expensive. It's clear. You spray it on. And that's when we start applying our other types of paint. So at least you have something it'll hang on and it's not just going to peel off. That's the same stuff we use when we respray the bathroom components, you know, because in your molded bathroom, I'm sure the UVs have broken it down. You got this funky degraded plastic.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So I would use that in the walls too.
Yeah. So when she said
you can come up with a wonderful color scheme. I'm just going to get a cough drop here.
Yeah.
A color scheme that's going to make things fresh and nice and.
Well, it sure makes a difference. It makes it feel clean and new.
Yeah.
Now when she says faux wood, is she talking about like what I had in my 71 Safari? The plastic.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So that's not just relegated to Air Argosies. That was in my Safari.
It's in all Airstreams, actually. All 70s are Airstreams after 1970.
So the main thing I think you're trying to get at is using the proper primer. You can't
and
just
clean it really well
clean
first.
It really well. Do you need to rough it up with sandpaper a little bit?
We don't.
We don't?
No. It's clean, 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 and it's that adhesion promoter stuff that sort of bites into the plastic somehow and leaves, a surface for paint to hang on.
I will tell you, though, Michelle, that, it might not be the most attractive, but it's sure durable. Because, you know, it lasted a long time, and it looked fine. But I know what you mean. You want to make it more modern looking, and you know, that's fine. We talked about renovation, restoration, modernization, and that's the nice thing about restoring Airstreams and Argosies is you do it to your taste, right? And just do it just do it tasteful.
Exactly. And do it tasteful and do it well.
Yeah, yeah. Do a good professional job, and I'm sure you will. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate that. Let's move on here with an email from Bill Kerfoot. He writes to us about some disc brakes from episode 280. I guess somebody called in with some disc brake questions. So that was five shows ago. Here we go. The caller with the 1979 Excella with disc brakes needed to provide some additional information. He changed the original Airstream disc brakes to either Dexter or Kodiak and then tried to use the original aluminum wheels. I know that the Kodiak brakes have a larger diameter. I don't know about the Dexter. The Kodiak brakes wheels will fit steel wheels. I have steel wheels and the Kodiak brakes.